Well, I was out in the cotton I've been looking this week. We've got pretty slow bug pressure, but we've got our borm egg lay is starting to pick up a little bit. It's pretty low everywhere. I hadn't seen, there's one field in Wharton County that we've got stuff that was over 10%. Everything was under and was, it was 21% in the highest field I was looking at this week. And only been picking up a few stink bugs here and there and very little damage so far on the stink bug front. What have you been seeing, Stephen?
We still have a few fields that we got to look at for flea hoppers, and some of our flea hopper numbers have started to come back up in those lake fields. Blooming cotton, we're seeing a lot of moths in the blooming cotton. Egg lay should be coming along, and we have also been finding some internal feeding with the stink bugs. I think the highest that I've seen is about 16%. But I expect that that number is going to get above threshold here pretty soon.
Yeah, we've been seeing worm, oh, sorry, not worms, moths flying as well. We actually picked up a couple of budworm moths flying around as well here. That was in Wharton County, kind of around the Blue Creek area, and I'd seen them before. Last year, I was picking them up in Egypt pretty regularly. I think they just pop up from time to time here, and I did get into sorghum a little bit this week too. So that was a good time.
Our sorghum numbers, the further we're getting, I've got a number of fields that are blooming this week, and midge is starting to be a problem. So it's going to be important to, if your fields are blooming, to get out there and check for midge, because we're really starting to see their numbers come up, which is kind of what we expected, because we've got sorghum planted over such a long period of time. These later sorghum fields are going to have more likely have a midge problem. And then our stink bug numbers still kind of below threshold. They're staying at say 1 in 4, 1 in 5 plants is some of the higher fields that we've seen. But that's going to, I anticipate that number is going to be going up as well, as the headworms probably going to continue to rise. So the products that we're seeing used for headworms, for the most part, are the less expensive products of like the pyrethroids. I have some growers that are going to probably start using alanate, and then there's some more expensive products like Basij and Prevathon that we may see some people try those, but they're quite a bit more expensive than the other products are.
We do. We've been pretty dry here this week, and I think for the foreseeable future, we're going to stay that way. So I expect to see our aphid numbers picking up. I did pick up aphids. Every sorghum field I've stopped in this season has had very low numbers. I haven't seen them bad yet, but I think with it being dry, they'll probably start up.
I agree with that. We're seeing them pretty much everywhere, but not yet at economic levels. So
Yeah.
we should be having, within the next week or so, I wouldn't be surprised if we have a field blow up.
Yeah, same here.
I've got my guys out today, specifically looking in soybean fields, because a lot of our soybean fields are starting to fill pods. And when they start filling pods, they become really attractive to stink bugs. I'm kind of surprised that we haven't seen higher numbers of stink bugs yet in our beans and our cotton and our grain sorghum and everything, because the mild winter we had would usually indicate, I would think, that we would have more stink bugs as a result of that. But I'm really kind of anticipating that we're going to have more problems within the next week, if we don't already have some fields of the soybeans already needing treatment right now.
Yeah, I got into soybeans a little bit this week as well, and I picked up about every species of stink bug I think we've got listed. A few of all of them, but they weren't real heavy, but there were a wide variety of them. I found the brown ones, green ones, red banded. Don't think I saw any contrailas, but I did pick up some predatory ones too. So that was. This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service on the Gulf Coast of Texas.